So we continue today in Simen Kuf, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Tfilas Shal Moados v'Shal Rashi Chadoshim, the Tfilos of the Yomim Tovim of Rosh Chodesh, Tzarech Lahazdir Tfiloso Kodim Shiyispalal. Person should organize or prepare his Tfilah prior to davening, Kedeshe Tehe Shigura B'Fiv, in order that his Tfilah be properly organized in his mouth. Hagoh, the Yish Omrim Dafka Kishem Spalalim Al Peh. So some say this is only Dafka when a person davens by heart. But if one is going ahead and davening from within a siddur, so one is permitted to daven even if one did not prepare beforehand. Because a person is able to see what it is that he's davening, and this indeed is the minhag. So writes the Mishnah Berura, he says, so the Mishnah Berura understands that specifically the Shulchan Aruch is referring to Mosaf. He says, "Vatam mipnei she'im mispalal oson tadir ela leprakim ein ragil bahen kolkach." So the reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, is because since a person doesn't daven these tefillos on a regular basis, a person is not as accustomed to them. And therefore, a person should prepare prior to davening. Or prima gadim b'shem abach prichadash kasov duah din yala v'yavo de shachris obi mechanika de purim kinkan tzarech lahazdir mitchila o sheisval mitoch asider. So the idea is, any time you have a day where there's additions in Shemona Esrei, whether it's Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, a person should either prepare the additional paragraphs before him so that a person is conversant in those paragraphs, or a person should daven from the Siddur. Ubishir kines sagdolo tama aminag ha'anoshim shemakilin b'chol zeh l'spalo ba'alpe ve'inu misamrim mitchila. The Mishnah Berurah says the take-home message is that on any day where there are additions, unless a person is 1,000% sure that they are conversant in those additions, so a person should daven from the siddur. So this idea also, Mishnah Berurah, Machtzis HaShekel writes that Kiddush Levana, it's inappropriate that people say it by heart without first reviewing it and organizing it. Mitoch HaSidr, Sifkot and Gimel, Tfilos U'Piyutim Shechamar Perusham, Tzarech Lahazir Tchilah V'Mahani Sefer Bazeh. So interestingly enough, he says other Tfilos or piyutim that ultimately, again, have important meaning. So a person should go ahead and dafka prepare those beforehand. And even davening out of a siddur by itself is not enough. So halacha l'maisa, what the Shulchan Aruch is conveying to us is that ideally one should, any time that there's a special addition or something additional within davening, a person should ideally prepare. If a person's not going to have a chance to prepare, a person at least should go ahead and go and daven from the siddur. Let's begin Simen Kuf Aleph. Hamispala Tzarech Sheichavim B'chol HaBrachos. When a person davens, they should have kavana with all, in all of the brachas. This is Tumash Shmona Esrei. Inu Yochol L'Chavim B'chulam. If a person is unable to have kavana, specific kavana, with all of the brachos. And again, the Mishnah Berurah defines kavana over here. If you look in Sifkot and Beis, he says, Sheichavein Hainu Perush Hamilos. So kavana is defined at the most basic level as an understanding of the words. Alki manocha ma'ola amonim shilmudu perush hamilos shakol tfila, va'akoponim shalberkas avus modim vada yishkiva lavlei davoros. So again, as we will see, ideally, one should understand all of the words of Shemona Esrei. However, if he can't understand all of the words, lefachos yichavein ba'avos. Person should at least have kavana for the first bracha of avos, vimlokivin ba'amos, if a person did not have proper kavana during avos. Afapi, that's elokav melokitzchuk velokeyakov. Afapi shekivin b'chol hashar yachzor v'yispalal. Even though a person had kavana during the rest of davening, a person should go back and repeat it. The Rama says, well, first of all, if we look at the Mishnah Berurah, so why is Avos so important? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Sif kimo ki hu sidur shevacho shal makom, al kim eno bedin shehe az ponu levavo ledvar macherim." Because remember, this is the beginning of organizing, of the organized praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore when one recites it, it only makes sense that one should be having explicit kavana, proper intent. He goes on, he says, V'yish poskim, t'gamodim chashev kavos l'chatzkila, v'mishar shafilu ki avos l'ichavim lo yispal l'klad, sh'yishah sh'yivdai t'yishik l'yuchal l'kavonim l'kavim v'avos. Some say that by modim, one should also have this specific kavona, and ideally, one should not daven unless, of course, one really knows that they're going to have proper kavona, at least for the first bracha of avos. Now, the Ramah comes along and says, Hago, va'idna in chosen b'shul chesron kavona, shach b'chazara kar rufu shelo yichavin in kein lama yachzor. So Mishnah Berurah says an interesting statement, a somewhat tragic statement. He says that today, we don't go back and repeat Shmona Esrei for lack of kavana, because who is to say that you'll have any more kavana the second time around? Therefore again, as much as we ideally want to have kavana for all of the brachos, at least for the bracha of avos, if at the end of the day one did not have kavana, so one need not go back. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet writes, "Va'idna kasav chay adam nira li kevan demitzara din tzarach latzul l'spala al kol panim niskar kodem shabarcha to Hashem." So bracha yachzor l'mel ki'afrom. So again, the Mishnah Berurah kind of quotes a little bit of a compromise position, which is that as much as we're not going to go back and repeat Shmona Esrei again, but if one realized that they did not have kavana before one said Baruch Ato Hashem of the bracha of Magen Avram, one should in fact go back to the bracha of Avos and try to repeat it again with kavana. And we'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem will pick up with Sif Beis tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.